This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Columbus County Schools will host a town hall meeting about the proposed new school for the East End tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. That'll be at East Columbus Junior Senior High. Artistic renderings of the proposed campus will be available for viewing, and officials will be on hand to answer questions. A man returning from feeding animals was struck and killed on his bicycle Monday morning. The Highway Patrol said Larry Broadwell, age 73, was hit around 7:30 a.m. on Arthur Collier Road. Broadwell was headed east when Craven Lennon, age 55, struck Broadwell's bicycle in the roadway. Trooper Anders of the Highway Patrol said Broadwell was apparently heading home after feeding animals near the Lennon Cemetery. Lennon was charged with improper passing and misdemeanor death by vehicle. North Carolina has recorded its first case of measles since 2018. The State Department of Health and Human Services said today that a child in Mecklenburg County is being treated for the illness. Parents of children and teens are encouraged to make sure all pediatric vaccinations are up to date. Absentee by mail ballots will be delayed. The state Supreme Court has upheld a lower court ruling that the State Board of Elections improperly continued printing ballots after presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. withdrew. Kennedy withdrew from the race as the We the People Party's candidate in order to support Donald Trump, the Republican nominee. In a split decision, Justice Phil Berger urged that all ballots with Kennedy's name should be immediately destroyed to prevent accidental or intentional election interference. Someone stole a foot marker from a Chabon area cemetery on Peacock Road, the sheriff's office reported. The marker was taken from the grave of James Duncan. Family members last saw the marker on August 31st. Items had been previously reported stolen from a neighboring grave, according to the report. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a 9/11 observance tomorrow morning, starting at 8:30 a.m. at the park on US 701 South Whiteville. Moments of silence will be observed, marking the times that the aircraft crashed into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The public is welcome. Saturday is the Cruise In for Heroes at Tabor City. The event starts downtown at 4 p.m. There's a barbecue cook-off. The kids can explore fire trucks and law enforcement vehicles. There's going to be a car, truck, and motorcycle cruise in, and the parade is Saturday night. Lights will be dimmed downtown around 7 p.m., so you'll be able to see the lights of the fire trucks and police vehicles. The parade commemorates the events of September 11, 2001, and honors all those who fell, as well as all those who still serve. Contact the Tabor Chamber of Commerce if you'd like to participate. The Southeastern Genealogical Society will meet September 14th, that's this Saturday, at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. Dr. Howard Marshall will detail the history of the sweet potato production in Columbus County. Meeting begins at 2 p.m. Members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome, and of course, there's no charge. Litter Sweep starts this weekend across North Carolina. The annual volunteer cleanup effort grew from the Beach Sweep program of the 1980s. Volunteers can obtain safety vests, trash bags, and other equipment for free through the Department of Transportation offices. DOT crews will make the rounds picking up bags of trash from roadsides during the entire litter sweep period. See this story on our website for more information on how you can help. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.